no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe, walking you down the path to home ownership. You know, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501(c) corporation here to assist homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, monetary assistance, and all the good courses and things that we do at REACH to help you. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Or you could visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. You know, this is the year that you can become a homeowner. We know it because we have the programs in place to help you get there. All you have to do is call REACH and let the REACH staffers and counselors do their job. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Coming up on today's show, Tim McKenna joins us with the latest information about South Florida's rental market, and Carrie Karras presents the best advice for and benefits for women veterans. And then we'll share some personal stories from the real people who received real help from REACH. Their stories are coming up. And of course, REACH Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's voice of wisdom, full of timely news, producer Steve Cody. How are you, Steve?
Thank you, Alan. Here are today's Reach Radio news headlines. Cold hard cash seems to be the payment method of choice for Florida real estate buyers these days. Recently released figures show that Florida leads the entire nation in cash purchases of real estate. Mortgage rates are dropping as compared to prices. On New Year's Day, rates for a conventional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage were a bit higher, and rates for a 15-year loan have gone down, too. The Homeowners Debt Relief Extension Act was introduced in Congress on Tuesday. Now, this bill would extend the mortgage debt tax exemption that's been in place since 2007 for another 2 years. And if you're thinking of starting one of those biweekly mortgage payment plans, you might want to rethink that. We're going to tell you a way to save some money. There may be a better, less expensive way to own your home faster. Those stories and some fascinating guests coming up on the REACH Radio Show. Alan?
Yeah, thank you, Steve. That was great. Looking forward to that. Well, when we return, our first guest measures the pulse of South Florida's rental real estate. Later on in the show, real stories from real REACH clients. So stay with us. REACH Radio is on its way to the city life. To a pretty face that shines her light in the city nights. Ding.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501(c)(3) HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heffy, here to tell you about an all-new program that Reach has to offer. You know, they say membership has its advantages, and they were right. Reach now has a special membership program that will save home buyers money during the home qualifying process. Here's a list of the valuable courses that your annual membership includes. And some of these courses are absolutely necessary to qualify for some of the FHA and HUD loans. We have a foreclosure and modification counseling program. That's one of them. Post-modification counseling. There's a six-hour first-time home buyer's workshop. That's a $35 value. 2 hours of one-on-one counseling, a $25 value. And 1 hour of back-to-work education, another $35 value. An hour of mortgage products training, and that covers FHA, VA, conventional, and hybrid reverse mortgage loans. That's a $35 value. A post-purchase and home repair training, that's good for those fixer-uppers, gives you a little clue on what to do. That's a $35 class. And 1 hour of budgeting class, that's a $35 value as well. There's also a class on landlord law, and that will make sure that your landlord's not doing anything silly with you. You have the knowledge to prevent that, and that's also in the class lineup. Also, you get 2 free credit checks per year. That by itself is a $40 value. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational home buyer programs, you would normally pay $235. But for a limited time, Reach is offering our listeners a Reach membership program for only $99. You heard it right, $99. That's a $136 saving just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you want to sign up for the Reach membership program. Their number toll-free is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. These HUD-approved programs are absolutely necessary for you to qualify for our home ownership programs. The information gained by attending these classes will help you understand the home buying process and assist you in purchasing that home that you've been waiting for. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. Their toll-free number again is 855-48-REACH, 855-483-2227. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. And that's what we have to say about that. They're there today, folks. Give them a call. Our first guest is the founder and owner of McKenna Realty. He's been in the South Florida real estate business for more than 23 years. I think you pretty much know the area down here, right, Tim?
I do, Ellen, and thanks. We're glad to be back on our Reach program again, radio here. Well, I appreciate that.
Good. Well, glad to have you here. I know you have some interesting information to share with us today. Mainly about the rental properties in South Florida. What's the story?
Well, what I noticed in regards to also Miami, Broward, and also basically the Palm Beach counties, which I focus most of my energy on in Palm Beach area here, in certain areas they've been noticing a lot of investment groups, hedge funds and some large groups of some big money are coming in, swooping up all these great bargain prices houses are out there right now that the banks are offering, and then they're taking it since they noticed that the banks have made it harder for people to get loans, therefore they have to rent. Mm-hmm. So whether you have $50,000, $100,000, $1 million or $700,000, I think it's a good time to look at buying a property now and looking at probably as an investment property to turn it into a rental property for positive cash flow if you're out there for that market. And in certain areas in Palm Beach County, I noticed that there's strong demand in the northern part, in the western communities out in the Wellington area because of high demand of the horses that are now in town at full blown out. Equestrian facilities or hunter jumper festivals are going on. You got another extra 2,000, 3,000 horses out there, and it's made a high demand for a rental market for that, for people that are coming in, doing the horse show, and then going back out.
But that's like a seasonal thing, right? That doesn't happen year-round.
No, that's a seasonal thing. It usually starts the first part of the December, and then it goes and follows all the way to end of April, and then that tapers out. But interesting enough, even those 6 months brings in about $168 million worth of extra revenue just for the town of Wellington.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what the amount of money that the horse people are bringing in to that particular community. So if you're looking for an investment property or you're looking to regards for somewhere to put your money and, you know, the real estate market is somewhat stabled out, Wellington area would be a good area to do that, you know, in that particular area.
Well, especially if you want a horse around, right?
Exactly.
I know they have. That's a great industry for them. It's the, I think they call it Southern Ocala or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable what they've done with the facilities out there.
So now let me ask you this. Bringing the rental investment program in the forefront. What's that do for the houses? Who's controlling that? Are the banks holding back?
Basically the banks have what they've done is they have set up these programs regards to with Obama, which is the Housing Mortgage and Protecting Act, and so the banks aren't releasing these foreclosures out. They're maintaining them in their portfolio, and what they're doing is they're driving the inventory down to increase the demand and increase the value of the properties to help their portfolio paper they're currently holding to drive their price of their portfolio back up. If they were to go dump these back on the market, it'll drive the prices back down, and then their portfolio that they're currently holding wouldn't be worth as much as it is today if they were just to hold back and then, you know, control. They're actually controlling the market by doing that instead of just putting them all out there, flood it, get it out of their system, let the market settle, and then let it naturally come back up. They're somewhat holding off and manipulating the market by holding back on some of this paper and these properties instead of releasing them out in the marketplace.
So they put their own governor on the throttle there, right? They're not letting it go as fast. Is there a reason for that?
I think what they're doing is some of the banks that are publicly traded, they want to maintain their stock earnings. So what they do is they try to maintain the value of their current mortgage paper because that falls to their bottom line. And since they got a lot of the money in cash reserves that they got from the bank bailout, they've held that in their cash reserve to show a strong balance sheet statement to help drive their stock up. And I think that somewhat created an artificial relationship where they're at because they mainly got the cash money to give to people to refinance their houses and do that, but they're not doing that. And they should be doing that.
Well, that could be a good thing or a bad thing depending on which side of the fence you're standing. I mean, if you're trying to get a home and you're having difficulties getting financing and everything, that I know REACH has programs for that. But how does that help the low to moderate income people? How do they get into a house if the banks are purposely holding them back? Are there still properties around? Or?
Yeah, if you look out, there's still properties, not like as many before, like in certain areas, regards to Northwest Palm Beach, that they have a lot of houses that to choose from regards to between the $50,000 to $100,000 range. Those have pretty much have been, gobbled up quite big from investors and from people out there. The main market right now I see into the Palm Beach County and South Florida area is between 100 to 150 is a segment, and then it goes from 150 to 250 is another segment of buying. And the banks, that do loan out the money, you got to have a great credit score of, at least a minimum of 660 and above regards to qualify for some of the things. Now, that's where REACH would come in, where it can guide you people out there that are looking for mortgages and whatnot. At REACH has those programs that will help you, guide you in what direction of what price range house you should purchase based on what certain banks are offering in the marketplace.
Right. That's what some of our educational programs do. They actually sit you down and explain the home buying process and here's where you can fit and here's where you can buy. But if the properties aren't there, then where does that lead? I know REACH has properties that they own that we make available to people, but what about the general real estate market? Are we looking at a good thing or
I think we're looking at a good thing, being that a lot of people got hit where their houses were underwater, meaning that they have a mortgage of say 150 or 200,000, and actually the houses were tax appraised at 150, which is a $200,000 house, or 250 now tax appraised at 175, and that sort of devalued. So if they go to sell their house, they have to sell it for less than what they owe on it, and they actually lose the money. Got to come up with money at closing, which is interesting enough for bringing about the tax issues regards to the tax appraisals in the houses. There's a thing out there where a lot of people do not know about regards to when you get your tax valorem statement in around June or July, that a little star in the bottom and a little small print, if you're not agreed upon that particular tax value appraisal, you think it's off, it should be lower because it's gone down and certain counties have not adjusted that, you can file in a form, as long as you get it in by September 16th of that particular year. They will then look at your house individually and reassess the market value of your area for your house and then bring your tax base down to lower your taxes on your particular property.
Well, I don't know if that would be a good job for the cities, but it certainly is a good job for the people, right?
Well, it's going to be a good job for the people because now that puts extra cash spending dollars in their pocket, which they can use to spend in other days and stimulate the market and basically help the community out, because now they have these extra dollars to spend in the economy versus giving to our government.
Right, and that's not the homeowner program that normally, what am I thinking of, the
The HAMP program or the home Affordable Act?
No, just a, it's a homestead. Homestead.
Yeah, your homestead. Again, that's called a homestead.
That doesn't have anything to do with that, right?
Well, the Homestead Exemption Act, which is under Save Your Home Law within the state of Florida, basically that was formed in regards to maintain and keep homes not increasing level to that when you retire that you don't keep paying a high tax aspect of it. So what they did was they increased it to $50,000. It was $25,000, now increased to $50,000. So when you buy a new home, it's very important the day you buy it, after a couple days if you buy it, you go and fill out this three-page form in the property or tax appraiser's office and say, this is my primary residence. I'm going to homestead and bring it in, and it'll homestead in regards to your particular property, and they'll take that value off the principal amount of the value of the house and reduce your taxes. Again, that's the Homestead Exemption Act, and right. When you buy a house, go to your property tax appraisers, fill the forms out, and then it'll apply to the next following tax year.
Right, and I'm sure that's part of the REACH training programs. They tell you to do that because when you're trying to get into a home and you're trying to calculate your monthly expenses and you have your house payment and this payment, and then when you get in, all of a sudden you have taxes, you have property.
Insurance.
And it all
adds up. So what REACH will do, REACH will help form with you go to their programs, help budget and what your different expenses are, and give your true monthly value of what you're going to pay out to be able to be affordable and live in a home. Because a lot of people don't think about the insurance, and then they got maintenance areas and their electrical, and then they also have their taxes that are associated with it. They're just looking at the monthly interest, principal, and payment. Well, there's a lot more to it than that, and I think the REACH programs would be good for you to help you, you know, sort that out.
You are the man. You want to get a hold of Tim McKenna? You could call him at 561-632-1399. That's 561-632-1399, or you can visit his website at McKennaRealty.us. Thanks for coming on the show. You've been wonderful.
I appreciate it. And there's one thing I want to say. If there's somebody that has $50,000, $100,000, or $700,000, or even your million-dollar investors out there, it's a good time to buy right now. Interest rates are low. Give us a call. We got some great investment properties out there for you. And those people are looking out there, you know, get in the REACH program and then get you educated and then come to us and we'll be able to find you a home at an affordable price.
You got it. We appreciate you coming in and spending your Saturday with us. After the break, Delia Torres shares her special REACH success story and what she had to endure to survive in America. Then our Spotlight Home of the Week features a house that can easily become your home. So don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Joining us in the studio right now is Delia Torres. She's a happy REACH client with a special story to share with us today. Delia, thanks for stopping by the show today and spending your Saturday with us. I know you're a busy person, but welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for seeing me, and thanks to REACH. God bless you all.
Yeah.
I wish everybody will be happy like I am right now. Thank you. Thank you very much for seeing me.
Well, you've dropped into the right place because we're a lot of happy campers around here. No one's going to deny us of that, that's for sure.
That's right.
So you have a special REACH story to tell. Where did you hear about REACH? You said you received a letter.
I received an invitation, I believe, a long time ago that they were seeing each other in Boca Raton, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was losing hopes. You know, I lost my hopes, but I said, let me see.
Well, wait a minute. Let's back up. You lost your job?
I lost my job, yes, because I had a heart problems.
Uh-huh.
So I went to the hospital. I wasn't able to work. And I didn't have no money to pay my mortgage.
Right, so things get behind. That's the way it works.
And I was, you know, I think I'm not the only one in this situation. But thank God, you know, because I do believe in God.
Right.
First in God and in reach.
You and 27 million other people that were affected by this. Yeah, everybody's job went down the drain there. But you had something else happen to you.
I did. I was attacked with a machete, and I think a lot of people knows me like the queen of the machete cuts. So, you know.
Folks, she has a happy face on it. She's telling us a story. You had a home, and they broke into your home?
Into my house, yes, I did. And they came in and attacked me with a machete. They cut me 21 times, and I wasn't able to work either. So I went to a nursery home, but God has always loved me so much.
Right.
You know, Jesus always been right there for me, guys. And I recommend whoever's up there, please believe in God, because he does make a miracle. I'm the miracle for St. Mary Hospital also.
Right.
Because it's the ones that brought me back to life.
So how long were you in the hospital?
I was in coma 28 days.
28 days.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's 1 month payment gone down the
yes.
tube, right?
And then from there, you know, I came back, and my insurance didn't want to send me to my house because I had a stairs.
Right.
So my knees, they were cut off, so I couldn't walk. But anyway,
I like the way she brushes that off. Folks, I know this is radio and you can't see, but I'm looking at some pretty nasty scars right here, and I think they actually cut your hands off, right?
Yes, completely
off. And they were reattached. Oh, my
yes.
God. And because they thought you had money in the house.
Yes.
And they wanted it. So that threw you out of work. That threw you out of a house. I'm supposing that the bank went ahead and foreclosed, right?
Yes, they did. And the thing is that I didn't even know mm-hmm. that was for foreclosure. I was paying my monthly mortgage, what I thought I was doing.
Right.
And they were sending me a bill. I was paying it. And all of a sudden, they just come back and say, you know what? We got you for foreclosure. I said, wait a minute, I've been paying my bill every month. They said, no, ma'am, you were just paying interest. So, you know, I feel real bad, and I didn't know what to do. I heard this company that they call me on the phone. The name Freedom Companies.
Right.
They charged me $2,500 to do a guarantee a modification, and I should know better.
Right.
But I'm a trusted person, so, you know, I really believe in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they took my money away, hired another lawyers. They didn't do anything also.
Except collect your money, right?
Except collect my money.
Right.
And, you know, it's really sad because there's a lot of people out there that we need.
Right.
And if we don't get the help, where are we going to reach?
Yeah.
We're going to turn around into reach.
I was just going to say, it's funny you mentioned that. You could reach.
That's right.
And when you contacted reach, who did you speak with there?
The thing is that I was in a bad mood, and I want to apologize. One person, I can think of her name. She's a Puerto Rican lady.
Wanda?
I was very nasty to her. In public, if she hurting me, I want to apologize to her because I was very nasty to her. But I think she understand me because I feel so bad because I'm an old person. I didn't know where to go if in case I was losing my house. I was frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
But if she hurts me, I know she does because she told me she was going to listen to me. So anyway, I reached out to her and I thought there was just some another stories,
mm-hmm.
you know, I went through and followed her up, and I said, I don't want to see her because I want to see somebody else, so they
right.
give me somebody else. And I kind of hope a little bit, right?
Right.
So I went and took my paperwork, what they asked me, and I said, why not give it a shot? I already tried everybody else.
Right, yeah, you've already paid everybody else.
Yes.
And what kind of money was Reach looking for?
Not at all, nothing.
No
a
money.
Single penny. And that's
imagine
what, thank
that.
God, you know?
Right.
But, you know, they were right there for me. They filled up all the paperwork. And I gave up on my lawyer in December.
Right.
And
I gave up on lawyers about 28 years ago.
They're wonderful. But the thing is that, you know, I gave up on them. And for some reason, yesterday morning, it was just like a miracle. It was a miracle what happened to me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, FedEx came at 10 o'clock, dropped two envelopes. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, my God, Bank of America again. They want more paperwork. I said, I tried with Bank of America, try to make a modification.
Right.
And I sent so many papers to them, and they never do anything. So that was weird of me because I went and asked for statements, try to reach all the paperwork. And all of a sudden, it just like God talked to me. He goes, Delia, open the envelope, please. So I opened one of the envelopes, and I said, oh, my God, this has not happened to me.
It was from Reach, right?
It was not from Reach. It was from Bank of America telling me that they had approved my modification. I was on 3 months trial. That if I keep on paying my three payments, that I keep my house. To me is a blessing and it's a miracle again.
That's what the Reach folks did for you.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that nice?
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Reach, whoever, and I'm going to tell this to the public. I know that we got many, 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 many people out there with needs just like I do. If anybody hears me, listen, this is Delia Torres. This is the queen of the mop of West Palm Beach, Florida. If anybody got problems with the house, you're not alone. First of all, you got God. You got Jesus in your heart. But listen, call Reach. Please call Reach. They're right there to help you. It helped me that I thought I was just nobody. They can help anybody. Please, people, don't lose your houses. Don't give up on your houses. Because you know what? Having a home is having everything, guys.
That's right.
What would we do without a home? All I ask you is, if it happened to me again, it happened to y'all. All right? Don't give up. Don't get up and run. Don't be a coward. Mm-hmm. Fight for your house, and you got people that there fight for you. So please, especially my boss, if you hear me up there, I know you're losing your house, and don't be a coward. You can work for your house. Cost Reach. The number for Reach.
Oh, no. Okay, hold on. We have that right here. Let me hold up that paper. Read that.
Okay, the number for Reach is 855-48-REACH. Reach somebody because people up there for y'all, guys. My God bless y'all.
Oh, thank you for coming in and sharing that story. Wow, I'm telling you.
Hopefully that I'll be able to help somebody by telling the truth because this has happened to me. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to end up, you know, losing my house for real.
Right. You know? Well, I know I've seen some other success stories that we've had at Reach, and they are incredible folks, and sometimes I wonder how they do it, but they just do. So, listen, thanks for coming in and spending your time with us. We love it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and my God bless y'all.
All right. There you go. A Reach success story. Well, this week's Spotlight Home is brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This home is located in the city of Riviera Beach, Florida. This property it's a three-bedroom and a single-bath family. It's a single-family home. It has new carpet, fresh paint throughout. It's a beautiful single-family home that has a large backyard with a lot of fruit trees. It has everything that you need. Everything's been refurbished. There's a new kitchen with granite countertops. There's a large carport conversion room, which makes that third bedroom there for you. And it's a conventional or cash loan. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath, single-family home, and it can be yours for very little down. To make this house your home, call Pat Tracy at Pat Tracy & Associates at 561-351-8000. Now, again, that's Riviera Beach, three-bedroom, one-bath, large yard, and it's ready for you to move into. That's this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy & Associates. For additional information about this home and others, call them at 561-351-8000. Well, Reach Radio's second stage is about to launch, and after the news, Carrie Karras has some special information about women veterans benefits. And, of course, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our top-notch news producer, Steve Cody. Steve, The headlines were great. What's
Well, I'll tell you what. The biggest story should be the Delia Torres story. Wow, was that inspiring.
I'm telling you.
Amazing. Well, in other news this afternoon, cold hard cash is the payment method of choice for Florida real estate buyers these days. Recently released figures show that Florida leads the entire nation in cash purchases of real estate. Figures from the real estate site RealtyTrack show that almost two-thirds of real estate purchases in the state were made in cash in the month of November. RealtyTrack says the Jacksonville and Fort Myers real estate markets had some of the nation's highest shares of real estate purchases that were made by institutional investors. Mortgage rates are dropping as compared to pricing on New Year's Day. Rates for a conventional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage have dropped, as have the rates for conventional 15-year loans. The U.S. economy added just 74,000 jobs in December. That's the lowest monthly total in about 19 months. This can slow the Federal Reserve's plan to remove its mortgage market support. Should the labor market weakness persist through February, the Fed may delay its tapering off. This would also help the seasoned homebuyers looking for low rates, and also households financing via HARP 3 should that program be passed. The Homeowners Debt Relief Extension Act was introduced in Congress on Tuesday. That bill would extend the mortgage debt tax exemption for another 2 years. Now, since 2007, Congress has extended this tax relief to homeowners so that they're not liable for taxes on the difference between the house's value and the loan modification, or between the house's value and the amount of a foreclosure sale or a short sale. Lawmakers and homeowner advocates are lobbying heavily to reinstate the mortgage debt tax exemption. Congressman Bill Foster's bill would engage... would ensure any qualifying reduction or cancellation of mortgage debt is not considered taxable income by extending the relief through January 1st of 2016. Representative Foster said, with millions of struggling homeowners still underwater on their mortgages, now is not the time to cut off this important tax credit. If you're thinking of starting a biweekly mortgage payment plan, you might want to think twice about that. The biweekly plan might sound terrific, and it's a program not without its risks, though. There may be a better and less expensive way to own your home faster. Now, a biweekly mortgage payment program is meant to short-circuit your loan's amortization schedule. Instead of taking 12 payments per year, the biweekly plan asks for one payment every 2 weeks. That adds up to 13 payments per year, except that you can't make 13 payments per year on your mortgage. There's the rub. With a mortgage, you pay a certain amount of interest on an annual basis, and that amount is covered in your first 12 payments. The 13th payment goes directly to your principal balance. That's the amount you still owe to the bank. So this is how the biweekly payment plan works. With each 13th payment, your loan balance is reduced by the entire amount of that payment. You reach your loan's payoff date sooner. Biweekly payments could shorten your loan term by about 4 years. Well, since a bank manages that biweekly program and they require a contract and 13 payments a year, here's what you can do to circumvent that and save the same money. Rather than sending the payment to the bank every other week, you get the same result by making your regular mortgage payment once a month and adding 1/12 of your regular mortgage payment to your check. For example, if your mortgage is $1,200, just add $100, send them $1,300, and you'll overpay your mortgage by $1,200 annually. That would be the 13th payment. You avoid the extra charges that way. Ta-da.
Wow. You're a pretty smart guy. Let me ask you this, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a boomerang that doesn't work?
Lemon meringue.
A stick. Just in case you didn't know that. All right. Joining us on the phone right now is Carrie Karius. I should say Dr. Carrie Karius. She's a board-certified family nurse practitioner serving more than 17 years as a primary care provider. She holds a doctorate of nursing practice degree from Johns Hopkins University and a master's degree in nursing from Barry University, our old alma mater there. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much.
Well, you know, you have a lot of degrees. I think you have more degrees than a hot day in Phoenix, Arizona there. What are you doing with all that knowledge?
Well, I'm trying to work at the VA and make the care for our women veterans the best that it could possibly be.
Well, your current position there is manager of the Women's Veterans Program for the Veterans Administration. What exactly does that entail?
Essentially, I'm responsible to make sure that the facility is meeting the needs for women veterans, and also helping women have access to benefits that they're eligible for, and also networking with community and outreach for additional agencies to make sure that we're augmenting the care that we might need to provide for women veterans.
Super.
Actually, each VA has a women's program manager, and we were mandated, it's a congressional mandate to have one at each facility. So we're at each facility to make sure that the needs are met for women.
Right. You're also part of the faculty there at Florida Atlantic University and George Washington University. Where do you find the time to do all this?
Well, yeah, I teach online. I'm a nurse practitioner, so it's important to me to also give back to the profession. So, yes, I also teach nursing.
I would have to say you're 100% involved. That's a wonderful thing. How many women veterans are there in your area there?
In our area, we take our facility services about 3,700 women veterans.
Wow, that's a large number. What services are available for the women veterans?
Well, essentially anything that women can receive in the community, they can receive at the VA, and I think that's important for us to share that message because many women may not be aware of that, but if they served in the military, they're eligible for services. So our services include general primary care. We have a women's health clinic, and that's a primarily female staff that specializes in women's health issues. With regard to specialty care for women, we have reproductive health care products. We also pay for maternity care in the community for 7 days of newborn care. We also have a network where we provide telephone care, which means if a woman has an issue, she can call in 24/7 to a hotline and get, you know, a professional who's very educated on her specific need.
Right. Now, do they come back wounded? I mean, are they in combat just like the guys are, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a great point. So I think it's important to know that women veterans actually share the same disease burden as male veterans, and our younger veteran population definitely deals with PTSD and combat injury.
So it's also, and I hate to talk about these terrible things, but you also provide prosthetics and things like that if they come back severely wounded, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Actually, the VA is leading the way in a lot of the research for prosthetics just because of the volume of veterans that we're caring for. In our facility, we actually have only one of three prosthetists or orthotists throughout the VA. So we actually have a prosthetics boutique in our women's clinic that really supplies, you know, the specialty services that women may need with regard to their prosthetic needs.
Right. And how does one get a hold of these services? Who do we call?
Yeah, so essentially, well, first of all, they could always call me. Any woman who has served is welcome to give me a call, and I can share that information in a minute. But if you've served in the military, essentially what you need to do is come to the VA, or you can go online, and you can complete a form that's called a 1010-EZ. And then you submit a DD-214, and then they review your eligibility, and then you're notified of the services that are available to you.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, and you also handle trauma cases too, right?
Correct.
So,
correct.
And I can't believe I see this question here, and I'm scratching my head. Military sexual trauma? What's that all
about? Yes. Well, actually, women and men, about one out of five of them do report being exposed to either sexual harassment or abuse while in the military. So we have specific services available to both of them who have experienced MST. So first of all, the VA provides free confidential counseling and treatment for any condition related to military sexual trauma. We also have a military sexual trauma coordinator at the facility who helps us navigate and benefit services for them. So we're very involved with making sure that we get them the help that they need so that they can move forward and have a wonderful life.
Well, Doctor, I'm surprised that that even happens in our military, and I know they probably don't like to advertise it much, but it's there, and thank goodness you have a program to help them out. So
absolutely.
Right. We had Lieutenant Robert Shelberg on the show a few weeks ago. He was with the Wounded Warriors of South Florida Project. You work with them at all?
Yes, I do. Actually, I'm right here now. There's a game going on up here in Roger Dean Stadium with the Wounded Warriors. So, yes, we work closely with them.
Oh, great. And we had them on. And, you know, I promised, I'm sorry to do this in the middle of your interview, but we promised that we'd redo their phone number because they gave it to us incorrectly the last time. It's 561-855-4207 for the Wounded Warrior of South Florida. And those are the folks that can also help you out along with the good doctor here. So what kind of programs do you offer women veterans who are homeless? And that's even hard to believe. We have homeless women veterans?
Yes. Actually, of the veteran population, female veterans are actually the fastest growing population of homeless veterans. But we have a homeless program at our facility, and that includes transitional housing programs, permanent housing. We work closely with community agencies to help meet their needs. There is a homeless hotline for veterans, and actually I'd like to give that number for sure. That's 1-877-424-3838. So we work closely with community agencies, and the VA has a large social work service and homeless program that we help to meet the needs of veterans, that helps them with clothes, getting hygiene care, food packages, safe housing, treatment for any alcohol, drug, or abuse. And we also help with parenting, caregiver issues, counseling, jobs, and even access to GI Bill and vocational rehab. So it's very comprehensive to really get everyone back on their feet.
Great. Let's give that hotline number out again. And you said 561-42...
Go ahead. The homeless number is 877-424-3838.
Right. Yep, you got to put the front part on there. Everybody likes that, you know. So 877-424-3838 for the homeless shelter hotline there. Give them a call. Even if you know someone that is in that condition, please pass that number along and help them out.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what kind of employment options are available for the women veterans?
We have a lot of programs within the facility that help them identify what their needs are. What we found is that some of them, what they did in the military, those skills may not translate into jobs when they leave the military. So we work closely with Workforce Alliance, and we have several programs at our facility, vocational rehab, compensated work therapy, where we're able to transition them into a job where they also have learn additional skills that they can use for future jobs.
Right. And you know, you have some of those homeless people, that veterans that need some help. Make sure you shoot them over to Reach, because we have a lot of things that we can do to help them out too.
Absolutely.
So, all right. So how would a woman veteran get evaluated for nursing home care?
What we would do is they see the primary care provider. So they're enrolled at the facility. And then what we do is we have a social worker, and they work together to complete a needs assessment. And then within that, we develop a nursing home plan of care and find out what of the VA options are the best option for them. And we have a foster care program, we have a community living center, we have independent programs with caregivers. So we do a good evaluation to make sure that all their needs are met, including just whatever they need for healthy aging, for their health, their nutrition, for all of the and the all the needs that they have.
What about the women veterans with children? How do you help out the children? Do you have a program for that?
We do have two family counselors at our facility, so we're working with that. We work closely with a lot of community agencies. Actually, we're partnering with the Children's Service Council to provide a lot of access, like bridging to community resources to help with families. And I think the other thing that's important to know is really engaging them, continually assessing where the family's at, what's been the impact of military service. So I would say we're very proactive to try and identify issues up front and make sure that we can refer them to the appropriate services that they need to keep their family healthy.
Well, fantastic. We're glad you're in gear. That's great. Now, let's get all the numbers straight so that everyone knows who to call. I have for VA women, it's 855-VA-WOMEN or 855-829-6636. And if you would like to get hold of Dr. Carey personally, it's 866, right? 866-383?
Let me give you my direct line. That's 561.
Okay. Oh, that's even better. Okay.
Yep, 561-422-6881.
All right. And that rings right into your office, right?
Yes, it does.
There you go. And it's westpalmbeach.va.gov.
If correct. You,
the www.westpalmbeach.va.gov, and that's the best way to get a hold of her. Dr. Carey, we thank you for coming on the show today and spending time with us and passing along this valuable information.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to share it.
You bet. Thanks so much. Well, next up, real stories from real people. It's all part of the Reach Success Program. So stay tuned to the radio because our house is a very, very, very fine house. We've even got two cats in the yard.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
You're listening to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, working as hard as possible for you, our listeners. Especially if you're looking for a home and you need a helping hand. Then please plan to attend Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop coming up this January the 26th. That's every fourth Sunday of the month from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Reach hosts their first-time homebuyer workshop at their home office located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. When you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you will have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but that includes lunch and beverages. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And just a little tip. According to HUD, a first-time home buyer is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. That's like the HUD reset button there. You wait 3 years and you're a first-time home buyer again. It's a magical thing. We don't question it. Call HUD's second, we call it HUD's Second Chance Home Ownership Program, so there's no excuse for you not to attend this valuable first-time home buyer's workshop. It starts Sunday, January the 26th at 1 p.m., wrapping up at around 7. It's at the Reach headquarters located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. It's in the South Lake Shopping Center about 1 mile south of North Lake Boulevard. Call them toll-free today at 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. And all classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. So, that's that. I like that. Folks, Reach Radio is here to let you know about the many properties and educational programs that they have to offer. Everyone is designed to assist you in the home buying process, but our feedback tells us that there is a reluctance to reach out. And I think that's because our offer sounds too good to be true. We'd like to set the record straight, and we have a few letters that have been sent to us from people who have reached out, and they have allowed us to share their personal stories. Rick, what do you have for personal stories today?
Amazing family story here, Alan. We have a father and daughter who were pretty much in the same situation. Francesca Rodriguez writes, she's writing because she'd like to tell you my loan modification story. She was going through a bad time with her mortgage payments and called a lawyer that had taken care of a previous case for her. It turned out the first 6 months, he made no efforts for her toward her case, wouldn't respond to phone calls or emails. Now, she was at the front of a clothing store and finally reached him over the phone. Small discussion went nowhere. A woman overheard her on the street making this phone call and said, "Don't waste your time. Call Wanda Camacho at Reach." So Francisca thanked her, called Wanda the next day, made an appointment, and when she met Wanda in person, she gave her the full story, what was going on with her case, and she told me what the REACH program could do for her, Francesca, and informed me of the documents she was going to need for the case. Took her only 40 days to solve my case, no charge. I'll never forget that thanks to her efforts and dedication, my daughter and I won't be homeless. She was very professional, friendly, informative, and was able to solve my case in a timely manner. For my daughter and I, Wanda Camacho is a guardian angel that gave us the best Christmas and New Year's gift anyone could ever ask for. She gave us our home back, and in case Wanda is reading this letter or listening to Reach Radio today, she wanted to say, Francesca says, "Thank you for being the light at the end of my tunnel. I will never forget everything you've done for me and my family. Thank you, and God bless always, Francesca Rodriguez." This goes really nicely with our story from Dahlia a little earlier.
Right.
A great day for Reach Radio and these testimonials. Just terrific.
You know, every single time we hear the phrase, "Oh, we call the lawyer, we call the lawyer." Now, we're not trying to tell you that all lawyers are bad. They're not. But, I mean, they do charge fees because that's how they're in business to do it. Reach doesn't do that. We don't charge those fees. And the letter right there is proof in the pudding. And, of course, earlier you heard Dahlia talk about how she went through the same thing, pay the lawyer, and then all of a sudden.
Well, we have a letter here from Francisca's father, whose name is Waldemar Rodriguez. He wrote to let you, Reach Radio, know of his loan modification. Waldemar is the father of Francesca. He found himself in a similar situation as his daughter, contacted Reach after an attorney that he contacted ignored his case for 11 months, and he never got a return call. He was getting desperate because the bank was already trying to foreclose the house. That's when Francesca referred him to Reach and Wanda Camacho. Everything worked out for Francesca and for her dad, Waldemar. They're in their homes. They're straightened out, and they're on the road to recovery. And Reach did it. Reach did it. They're amazing.
Well, you know, we know Wanda personally, and she's a firecracker is what she is. Yep. She gets the job done. You need something to happen, Wanda's the person to do that, especially in the foreclosure end.
So if we want to call Wanda right now, what's the number,
Alex? Oh, I would call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. That's the way that rolls.
And Reach is open, waiting for your call now.
Right. Don't forget to press zero for the operator or you'll be lost in the twilight zone of the answering machine.
We do have a couple of more, but I know we're almost out of time here. So next week, on next week's Reach Radio show, Saturdays on WBZT, we will go over more success stories from Reach.
That's it. And if you're looking for a home, where do you go? Reach. Well, that's all the time left to us. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our Reach staffers and our guests for stopping by. They were great. And remember, the show website, reachradioshow.com. That's reachradioshow.com. Don't forget to call Reach at 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. We will see you next Saturday, live as we can be, from 12 to 1. Don't forget to tell your friends about the show, especially if they're looking for a home. We're having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got